When James Swan teed off at Oakfield Golf and Country Club in Nova Scotia, he wasn't alone. His dad was on the bag, his mom and grandpa were in the gallery, and together they watched the 2019 Esquimalt High Grad battle his way to a tie for fourth at the PGA of Canada Assistance Championship. For Swan, 23, it was less about scorecards and more about sharing a first. "I think the expectations for the week were to make my grandpa proud, make my dad proud, and show them what I can do out on the golf course," Swan told Victoria News. The Olympic View Golf Club professional finished the 54-hole event, held from September 15 to 18, at 7 under par with rounds of 70, 68, and 71. He made 34 pars, 4 bogeys, 2 double bogeys, 13 birdies, and 1 eagle throughout the week. He was the lone Vancouver Island participant in a 66-player field that gathered from across the country. Heading into the week, Swan set a high bar for himself. "Obviously, always pretty high expectations. You don't want to go out there thinking you can't compete or be in the mix," he said. "Top 10 was our goal. Top 5 we thought was achievable, so I'm pretty happy with how the week played out for me. The week started with little rest." Swan worked a full shift at Olympic View on the Saturday before the tournament, then caught a late flight that took him through Calgary and into Halifax on Sunday morning. "I probably need to catch up on some sleep," he joked, describing a blur of travel that left little time for practice. Still, he managed to walk the course before his official practice round on Monday and felt comfortable enough to settle in. Having his dad on the bag made it all the more memorable. "He might have been a little more nervous than I was on the first hole in rounds 2 and 3, Swan recalled. "But he held it together, and I think he was pretty proud of how he did that week." Granddad Jim, a weekend golfer himself, joined the trip and watched as much as his knee would allow. "It was pretty cool to have him in on the action, not just spectating," Swan said. "This was the first time he got to see me play professionally." Swan began the final round just 2 shots off the lead and played himself into contention with timely birdies, but a bogey on 17 ended his chances of forcing a playoff. "A late bogey on 17 kind of cost me, but really, regardless of that bogey, I'm really happy with my performance that week," he said. In the end, Nova Scotia's Josh Landeen won the championship, defeating Johan Benson on the first playoff hole. Swan's tie for fourth earned him $1,502.50 from the $32,600 purse. It capped a productive first season as a professional for Swan, who turned pro in April after a standout collegiate career at North Idaho College, where he picked up 7 wins and the 2022 Conference Player of the Year award. This year on the Vancouver Island Club Professional Tour, he has won twice, first at Cordova Bay in May, and then at Cowichan in August, which places him 7th in the order of merit. But this past week, while the leaderboard reflected the golf, for Swan it was really about family. 3 generations of Swans were together, and that's something no leaderboard can measure.